Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann. Nine. Paige. Fat Boy. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann. Nine. Paige. And Fat Boy.
The Rise Guys.
Love is a burning thing.
I'm trying to catch.
And it makes a fiery ring.
Is everybody excited?
I am.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very excited. I'm pumped. Rest in peace, Johnny Cash. Amir mentioned it to you.
Love him.
Makes me want to play this game.
It's the anniversary, right?
I went down, no.
If you're a local, I assume it would be like a bar or event center or something. I'm telling you. In other words, a place that sells alcohol. We could pack the place out and do Ring of Fire Live. And I'm talking about, you know, people run up to the casinos and the Vegas, and they go to these places. And while they're there, they're like, you know what? Go watch this game show.
We got the one problem, though. People are going to holler out the answers.
Well, everyone in the audience has duct tape on their
face. We got to have a ball gag or something.
Yeah. That's how hilarious. We get Adam and Eve involved.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
There's a cover charge, you get a free ball gag, and you could be pulled out of the audience by Rod Roddy Jr. I've already talked to him. He's in.
All right.
Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you, Johnny.
That was Rowdy Roddy Piper's kid you was talking to.
Roddy. Oh, man. Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got him mixed up. Wait a minute.
You got Rowdy Roddy Jr.
That was Rowdy Roddy Toombs.
He answered the door in his little jacket. Like old Rod used to wear.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, he's a mustache away from being ripped torn, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
All right. The Ring of Fire. Jim, Jack, Jackie, we'll do the run through. The normal practice round.
Okay.
Or not practice round, but the example round.
We will. You know what name I'm going to throw out for the example round?
Rod Roddy.
Claude Carl Perkins.
All right.
Carl Perkins, not Claude DeBussy.
going the normal way?
Yeah, the fat boy.
Sam Perkins.
Nice, that's where I was going to go.
Sam Shepard.
Shepard Smith.
There you go. That's the round.
Smith.
Okay, that's the round. So you play off first, last name. Character names are fine. names of fame are fine.
Yeah.
Okay. But don't do like Paige and just rhyme words together and make it sound like it's a real name.
No.
Or say right. Employee names.
Oh, yeah. Do former that coworkers.
Former coworkers. All right.
We ready?
Round one. And by the way, Paige won last time we
she
played.
Did. She did.
People are already speculating we let that happen because it was her birthday coming up.
We never let that
happen.
Prior
to that.
We love winning.
Here we go. You ready? Round one?
Round one.
Joe Carter.
Joe Pesci.
Joe Piscopo.
Joe Montana. Oh.
French Montana.
French Stewart.
Yeah.
Jimmy Stewart.
Tony Stewart.
Payne Stewart.
Major Payne.
That's okay.
Major Dad. I don't know.
I imagine Tony Stewart talking like Jimmy Stewart.
If we're taking Major Payne, we're taking Major Dad.
Yeah.
We have to.
Yeah.
I want to say Mamas and the Papas just to be a dickhead, but I'm not going to. Major Dad into or Major Payne into Major Dad. I will go with Lee Majors.
Oh.
I'll go Major Guns.
Oh, man. Let's go with
bye.
James Gunn.
Make it work.
I think so.
James O. Stewart. Different one, played for the Jaguars, I believe.
James Stewart without the O.
Oh, that's a different round, damn it.
James Hetfield.
Edgerrin James.
Oh, that's good. Give me James Simpson.
James Taylor.
Taylor Mayfield.
Taylor Dane.
Taylor Swift.
Wait a minute. I'm thinking of Baker Mayfield.
Hang on. I screwed it up anyway.
Yeah, I was thinking if it was.
Okay, go back then.
All right, Paige said
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, and I said Taylor Mayfield.
I said Taylor Dane. All right, so we're good.
Okay, yeah, but mine's not real.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking Baker Mayfield.
Oh, okay.
Like Mayfield.
Yeah.
So I said Taylor Dane.
Okay. Oh, Paige, come on.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay, that's where
you
were.
You can't keep going in a circle, though.
No, I think that's where she was with the last one. The first one's the one I was screwing. Scout Taylor Compton.
Oh, gosh.
Go ahead and tell him. You won.
You got it.
Man, I don't like the character thing now. It's getting that was way out of hand. Because
the major thing got out of hand.
That was way out of hand.
Like Major Dad, Major Payne, Major Guns.
Were you doing half of O.J. Simpson, or was it somebody else?
I was going to stop down and say, wait a minute, is James Simpson Orenthal James Simpson?
No, it's somebody else.
Okay.
I was going to say Scott Staff, but I ran out of time.
You should hear. Use my name.
You know, people that work the security at Creed concerts should wear shirts that say Event Staff.
I like that.
That was too long of a. I need to check my wording on that joke in the future.
That was good, though.
Is it step, not step? That's what I was messed up on. Oops, sorry.
That's my step brother.
Yeah, never mind.
All right.
Chiropractor.
Round two. I love this game when Nine's hosting and not playing. I was just reading a text.
You want to do another round?
Yeah.
It was from you.
It was on my phone. I sent it to myself.
I'll throw out another name. Lisa Leslie.
Lisa Rinna.
Lisa Loeb.
Oh, she's hot.
Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
Brooke Lopez.
George Lopez.
George Washington.
That was a good one, Brolo.
Eddie George.
George Washington Carver.
Bitch.
Let's go with Ron Washington.
Ron White.
Betty White.
Reggie White.
Not related.
Reggie Theus.
Reggie Jackson.
Ooh. Spottenburg County.
Reggie Lewis.
Reggie Bannister.
Dang it. Where are we?
Reggie Bannister.
This has not been fun today.
All right, Reginald Dwight. I don't know.
That's Elton John.
Reggie Wayne.
Nick Wayne.
Yeah. We saw Reggie Wayne.
Yeah.
You're at Nick Wayne?
Yeah.
Nick Carter.
Sean Carter.
Sean Kemp.
Oh, God.
Ooh, I just thought of one.
Shaun White.
You always knew the opposite way I was going to go.
You're thinking Jack Kemp, weren't you?
Just in peace.
Damn it, yeah. What'd you say, Jack White?
Shaun White.
Oh, Shaun White. Jack White, then.
Jack Dempsey.
Jackson Pollock.
Oh. Alcoholic.
Bo Jackson.
Bo Diddley.
Bo Derek.
Derek Anderson.
Derek Brooks.
Oh, God. Brooks and Dunn. I don't know.
You have to say one or the other.
Which one do you want?
Where has to be Brooks?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I mean, can you know his first name?
No.
Just make a guess for fun.
John Brooks.
I said Derek Brooks, man.
Okay, I will say, Brooks Robinson.
Okay, Frank Robinson.
Bijou Robinson. Is it Bijou? Bijou.
I think it's Bijou. It's Sugar Ray Robinson.
Sugar Ray Leonard.
Leonard Fournette.
Buck Leonard.
Buck Owens.
Jay Owens.
Jesse Owens.
Jesse James Dupree.
Let's see. Jesse James, the outlaw.
James. Oh,
I mean 9-1 anyway, because.
Why?
It was Bijan. I didn't say anything.
Bijan Robinson.
Oh.
Bijan. Yeah, like the mustard I like. I like the Bijan mustard.
Yeah.
We can do another one, though, if you want.
Yeah.
Oh, you said Bo Jackson. I said Bo Mahaffey. I'm like, that ain't going to work.
No, but there was another one where I think I said one y'all accepted that I don't know that was right, though.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember what it was. I mean, if it sounds good, we'll take it.
Yeah, this is why we couldn't do it live. People would be throwing beer bottles at us. Yeah. It ain't a real name.
Brooks and Dunn threw me off. I'm like, I guess it's right. I don't know.
John Brooks.
Come on!
All right.
Get pumped up.
This is not our best game, guys.
It's not our best round. It really isn't.
It's really not. I mean, it's our best game. Yeah, not our best
round. Yeah, not our best round of our best game. But it's our best game still.
I love it when it gets down and dirty.
How about Kelly Preston?
Let's go Kelly Olynyk.
Oh, gosh. Kelly Clarkson.
Jim Kelly.
Gene Kelly.
Gene Rayburn.
Gene Simmons.
Gene.
Oh. Gene Roddenberry.
Oh, gosh.
I missed it.
Genie. I don't know.
Like in the lamp?
What's your last name? First name was Dreamer.
I dream of Genie. I don't know.
That round ain't going nowhere.
Paige ends every one with I don't know or so.
Genie.
It's just like Brooks Robinson, so. Bijan Robinson, I don't know.
Man, let's do another one.
We have, man, this is.
Come on.
If you're just listening or hearing this ever for the first time, we're way better than this.
We really are.
It's the thing that. Nine will often recommend we do when I'm in a bad mood because it works. It ain't working.
It's having an opposite effect.
I'm in a good mood. I was in a good mood before. All right. All right. We'll do another round if it will. You know what? It's live. That's why all the other good shows have great bits all the time. They're all taped.
Yeah.
Do it live.
The greatest hits. You ready for another round?
No.
Yes.
Ray Lewis.
So, Reggie Lewis.
Reggie Jackson, though.
Reggie McWorthy.
Reginald Denny.
Denny Hamlin.
Demi Moore. I don't know.
Denny Moore.
Wait a minute. I'm not stalling. What did she say, Demi or Denty?
I said Denny Hamlin.
She said Demi Moore.
Oh, did you say Denty?
No.
Demi.
Denny would have been great.
If you said Denny, but it's Denny.
Did I say Denny?
You said Denny Hamlin. I thought
which
she
one?
Said, I said Timmy.
It's Denty Moore. It is Denty Moore. Is it not?
But Demi Moore is who she said the actress she's married to Bruce Willis. Yeah.
Okay. So what do I play off of?
Denny Hamlin.
Okay. Harry Hamlin.
Okay. Harry Stanton.
Harry Gant.
Ron Gant.
Ron Carkovice.
Wow.
Ron. I don't want to say that one.
Hope Hill.
Ronald Curry.
Dale Curry.
Seth Curry.
Stephen Curry.
Mark Curry.
There's a lot of Currys.
Mark Hendricks.
Jimi Hendrix.
Ted Hendricks. Raiders.
Ted Lange.
Artie Lange. There we go.
Jessica Lange, spelled the same.
Jessica Simpson.
Ashley Simpson.
O.J. Simpson.
O.J. McDuffie.
O.J. Anderson.
Anthony Anderson.
Mark Anderson.
Who's that? Marky Post.
Post Malone.
Karl Malone.
Karl Marx.
Carl Sandburg.
Ryan Sandberg. It's a U and an E, but whatever. It works.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Ryan Phillippe.
Nolan Ryan.
Let's see. Ryan O'Neill.
Ryan Klesko.
Oh, that's the good one. Ryan. Amy Ryan.
Amy Winehouse. I almost said Amy Ryanhouse. That'd fall apart.
Let me go. Amy, no, that's somebody I know. You got that one.
Hey.
I almost said the name of somebody I know named Amy. But she ain't famous.
Whoa. You know what? So here's what I figured out in my head. I can't. Obviously, you got to play when it's a round or a, you know, a, like if Paige goes to me. So I need to think where Fat Boy's going.
Yeah.
I have to split it off into two different ways. But if I can, so what helped me there was putting it in baseball.
Yeah.
I only thought of baseball players. If you try to think of the world of every pop culture name,
mm-hmm.
with that, you know, that's too difficult. I have to put it in a thing, and I can do it.
Yeah.
I can do it.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
I should say Ron Sterling. Damn
I
it.
I thought you were going to say a former pastor. I didn't know. I'll tell you this. That was fun.
I almost said a former lover.
Oh, Lord.
Never was.
You leave Big Ron Dane out of this.
I was waiting for him to come up.
I had him on my mind.
Yeah.
Big Ron. And then Paige screwed the thing up.
God.
What did I do?
Something made it so I couldn't say Ron Dane's name.
Saturday evening, Marky Post? I don't know. If the person's last name was No, she's got it every time. Well, Doctor? I don't know. All right, we'll take a break. More Rise Guys right after this.
The Rise Guys, Madman 9, Paige and Fatboy.
These guys are pretty darn dope, if you know what I mean.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rise Guys, P1 family.
P1 means priority one.
P1's listen at least 1 hour each day and text us day and night at 72341.
P1's religiously spread the gospel of the saviors of morning radio wherever and whenever they can.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Could have been like an alternate theme song for Friends or some new prescription pill.
This was on Party at Five, right?
And what else?
I don't know.
Name the movie. Filmed in Hendersonville, North Carolina.
Oh, Heavyweights.
Heavyweights.
Heavyweights, that's right.
The one with the sub sandwich on the cover?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Ben Stiller was being mean to fat kids?
Yeah. Here's a history of that. That and the mentally ill.
Yeah.
In movies.
How was the name of the kid? Tonawanda, Ton of Fun.
And the elderly.
Oh, my fingers hurt. Well, now your back's going to hurt. You just pulled landscaping duty.
No, that's the second freaking Happy Gilmore reference of the show now. Yeah. We had the Shooter McGavin, earlier one, and then that one there, the grandma.
Yeah. You remember she asked for it to drink?
No.
Can I have a glass of warm milk? And he says, you can have a glass to shut the hell up.
He's evidence that a mustache would make you look evil.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does.
You know, I read something about him yesterday. It just popped up. It said that he was kind of devastated after Zoolander 2 because he said he genuinely thought people wanted that movie.
Because wasn't it always
he was wrong.
A thing on X where it started like a hashtag movement? Like, we want Zoolander 2.
Like, it started like the viral thing, yeah, and then it but people weren't serious about it.
Yeah.
Just because they tweeted it didn't mean they were going to spend money to go watch it.
And I think it had old Mugatu in it, too, and it flopped.
I never saw the first one.
I saw pieces of it.
I did not see all. I mean, like, people think you're so full of crap, like you're trying to be some kind of anti-establishment. When I say I've not seen some of these movies, I've literally not seen them.
I like Ben Stiller, right? I mean, Dodgeball was, I didn't like it because Vince Vaughn's in it. He's garbage.
I was talking to a close friend of ours the other day. I won't say his first name. Last name's Guido. And he's like, you know what? It's like, my kid's into Harry Potter, and you know, I still have not watched all of them.
Oh, it's good. No, man. He would like them.
And I'm like, dude, I've never finished a Star Wars before.
Really?
And he slapped me.
Right across the face.
Mm-hmm. He paintbrushed
not with
me.
His hand.
But it's like, you know, that whole thing where, like, yeah, just because it's like this iconic thing, I've never seen it. And it's not in a, I don't want to be like a sheep. It's like, I don't know.
It's not your thing.
Man, no, I've never got into the Harry Potter stuff. I've never seen them. I mean, I'll be 40 this year. It was most of the people who are big into them either are people who have kids or people who were 2 or 3 years younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
Got into them big, and then it just never was my thing, and I never had any interest in it, so I never watched them. I'm not interested in them.
Harry Potter.
I tried to watch one time. I didn't get very far. I just didn't care.
He's a parcel mouth. He could talk to snakes.
It doesn't mean it isn't good. It just means it ain't for me, and that's
right.
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, when, you know, I took children to go see those movies.
People love Harry Potter. Most of those people wouldn't get Phantasm.
Are you Ubering now, too?
Made it sound like it was just random kids.
You want to go see Harry Potter?
I'm driving around this white van. It's just Potter on the side instead of anything else.
No, my niece loved him, so I took her.
Are you a Hufflepuff or a Slytherin?
She read the books, and then we went to see the movies.
Paige was driving the van with wands.
Mm-hmm. You like Hagrid or J.K. Rowling?
One of them could have been named Hector.
Could have.
Hector.
Oh, man.
Harry Potter.
And Jared loves Star Wars.
You know, the offshoot shows are better than the actual Star Wars movies. Like, The Mandalorian's really good.
I never got into it.
Boba Fett sucked. Eggs.
But that's, again, not my world, but I know enough to know that Boba Fett's just one of those characters that, like, the community of that of Star Wars.
Boba Fett looked cool. Yeah.
Made it into it because they were like, God, he was only in so
many. Yeah, he was just mysterious, didn't say nothing or anything.
But had an action figure.
Yeah, a sought-after figure.
And it became a thing where people were like, oh, my God.
But I'd like to ask Fatboy's opinion on something we talked about on one of the more recent episodes of After Hours with the Rise Guys.
He thinks it's her body, her choice.
One that hasn't even been one that isn't even out yet.
Oh,
it ain't been released?
Oh, gosh. We knocked out a few at a time just because, I mean, really, it was raining and we didn't, neither one of us have anything to do and all this stuff.
That's not one.
So we're like,
we had free time.
Knock it out.
In case you pass away, you want something in the
But office. We were talking about the ways that some people are into. Like anything that, like overall general nerd culture and all the things it encompasses. Like you got to be into Marvel and you got to be into Star Wars and you got to be into wrestling. You got to be into Disney. You got to be into all the nerd stuff.
I know where that.
It seems exhausting to me. What do you think about it, Fat Boy?
There's a lot going on.
It's way too much. You can't like all that stuff.
Well, even we saw it with the Cubs, man.
You can't like everything. You can't. You don't have time to like everything.
Twilight.
See, that was
huge.
Yeah, it's too encompassing. It's too much. It's too trendy.
You can't be into like people are just fans of fandom now. Instead of like being a fan of something, now they're just fans of everything. I'm a fan of being a fan of things.
Well, you're weird. Mad because your fangs broke off.
Yeah, they do.
Nevertheless,
like we consume and then everybody consumes it at once and just like throws it away. Everybody likes it all the time too quick.
But what we were talking about was how. In a relationship, I'll use a non-movie reference. Let's say you, the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sexualizing this. You, the guy.
Say Fat Boy's the man.
You're really into fishermen. Fishing.
Really into fishermen.
I thought you were starting to like bait boat.
Yeah, you see that Gordon's guy and his slicker and you chub.
You're starting to bang boat.
Let's say you're really into fishing and then in a, you know, let's say it's a different universe, you know, it's not your current situation, and you meet someone, and fishing is not her thing, but in an effort to get to know you more, she wants to go fishing, and suddenly she is into fishing more than you are. You down deep despise that, don't you?
Yes, because the intention is pandering and condescending
in
the beginning.
But then her fandom
your thing got taken
more. She took it from you.
Yeah, she took over your thing that was your thing.
That's why I'm amazed at these couples that go to all the travel the country, going to all these cons and stuff. They both are the same kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
About, you know, house covered in pop vinyls and, you know, they're dressed like the way hood cars used to be in the late 2000s.
Do you get my concern about it now is that these people aren't actually fans of the things. They're just fans of being fans of things. They're
it's
just
inclusion.
In it to be a fan of anything. They don't give a damn about Marvel necessarily, but they act like they do because they're just fans of being fans.
It gives them a tribe on the,
yeah.
on the internet and
yeah.
in real life.
It ain't that you actually like it. It's just that you're a fan of being a fan.
There's some people who love just to dress up in costumes, so they ultimately fall into that Comic-Con.
Yeah, yeah.
Used to, you just called that cosplay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And now if you're an athletic cosplayer, you get to be a pro wrestler.
You get to LARP a lot. Mm-hmm. They will still go to the park and beat the hell out of each other with sticks.
I know. And that's one of the emails we didn't get to the other day was talking about how the, I think they actually said I had a hard-on for hating the movie Civil War, which I've not seen. But they're like, you talk about this ruckus that this might bring, but you don't have a problem with people going doing the reenactments on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I never got to see one.
I saw one time.
I've never gone to one.
It was, you know. To be honest with you, quite boring.
Yeah.
It was. I mean, I'm out. I'm not involved. I'm watching it.
Yeah,
you know?
I think I think any type of LARPing would be, and it's just LARPing for old men.
Yeah, watching it would not do anything for
Did
me.
Did you see them take their lunch break, and they're just sitting there with all the both sides are together eating their sandwiches?
Oh, yeah, they're like texting during it. They're like, all right, cell phones away, guys. It's 1864. Mm-hmm. Get away.
You know, they had to have a hard time to find people to play the Union Army.
Around here, yeah.
Oh, God.
I don't want to do it.
Yeah, it's like. If, you know, you get picked
battlefield stuff.
For, you know, basketball game, you're like, all right, you're on the Skins team. I'm like, I quit.
I quit. I just remembered I got to go home.
I'm not playing.
I just remembered I got a dentist appointment.
I'm like looking away.
Matthew.
Oh, it's my mom
calling,
guys.
Calling.
Time for Wednesday night church service. It's Tuesday. Well, it's a long way home.
When we go visit the shut-ins.
Do I have to do the accent?
Tuesday's visitation.
Not, I'm late.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
There were people like that. That's why it's so funny, because they didn't want to play Skins at all.
Like the yin to the yang, I think, is very important in a relationship, that you're not both totally into one thing. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, there's this weird competition that involves, or if one was into it before, it's this kind of low-laying thing. Like, you know, what happened to the days where the women was like, all right, you stay home and watch your football. Us girls are going to go shop.
Right.
Now the women are there with their jerseys on, smoking cigars and doing all these things.
Yeah, you
never. I mean, the girls are shopping.
The guys are all shopping now.
You never had a two-a-day practice where you would just, you know, you would be shirtless, but you would just put the shells on, just the pads and the shoulder pads and helmets, but no shirt.
No, that's not right. Me, man.
Some guys did that.
No, I'd cut up a T-shirt, you know, looking like Road Warrior Hulk sitting over there, but it's too much. Rubbing on my shoulders and crap.
Oh, yeah.
With the shoulder pads?
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we did 3-a-days during summer camp.
Saw that helped.
Lived at school.
You guys practiced too much. That's what it was.
That was the problem.
Coach Neal, they practiced too much.
We were over. It was also Coach Roger Hayes. Love him. It's my buddy on Facebook.
He was fun when we had him in.
He's freaking awesome. He made me very mad in back in the day, but looking back, like, what a cool son of a bitch.
It was good for you.
It's probably like, you know, people who played under Spurrier, like in the moment they probably hated his guts.
Oh, yeah.
But looking back, like, that's an old ball coach right there, man. Mm-hmm. Nah, freaking awesome.
Take you out of the game.
You know, the sign of a good football coach is if he addresses the team by
man.
Uh-huh.
It's got to be a high pitch, man.
Oh, we're late. Morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Guys, the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man 9, Paige, and Fat Boy.
P1's rule.
The Rise Guys.
You were saying 9?
Sorry.
So, man, we were talking about how frustrating it is to watch a certain video genre on YouTube.
Yeah, and if we do go into this, please know, because there's a big what's considered big anymore, but they're a YouTuber that go into all these I want to use another word than the A word. No longer lived in for years.
That's the best homes, one to use.
And make these videos.
There's a whole bunch of them. There's a whole bunch of big YouTube channels about this.
And they go into malls too. That's fun.
Yeah, old hospitals, malls, churches, anything.
It's going to take one of them to go up in one of these attics, and they're going to fall right through. And then, you know what's going to happen? They will be able to sue the homeowner.
Mm-hmm.
Because it goes back to, like, my daddy was pissed. We had to get a fenced-in backyard because we got a swimming pool. Because, quote, a homeless person might fall into your pool and drown and then sue you.
Yeah.
Or go pee in it.
They're frustrating. They're frustrating to watch because they could go into some abandoned mansion. I use the A word. And they could be like a Rembrandt painting hanging on the wall, but they're more into like this Twinkie wrapper on the ground.
Yeah.
Like, who is here?
What was the last thing they did?
Oh, yeah, one of those.
They're just dumb, usually. Like, they don't know what they're looking at. If there's anything left inside, they don't have any clue about it. They're just kind of dumb.
One that was real nice is one of Bin Laden's sons, which obviously abandoned the country right around 2002. Mm-hmm. Left everything in there.
Oh, yeah, like those palaces.
Oh, God.
There is amazing.
And they're just going through it, and you saw the furnishings still in there, and they're like, look at the bathtub.
Well, it's like specifically like, and I'm sure all governments are like this, but like I've seen some of those videos where people go in some of these old military posts or whatever that are long, you know, no longer messed with or lived with.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all these file cabinets full of papers. Yep. Like, they literally just leave them. They walk in, close the door. I mean, they find like coffee mugs. They're like, filled with mold. Like they just were told,
leave stuff. Right,
shut it down. Shut it down. Leave. And we're never going to, you know, operate out of this again. And it's just left.
Some of the most interesting ones are when they go in old hospitals and you'll see where people have come in and ripped all the copper piping out of the walls and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
But you'll also see millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of medical equipment left behind.
Yeah.
Just left abandoned in these hospitals.
You think archaeologists were just like meth heads, but they were on peyote? They were just looking for, oh, man, I got to get some more stuff.
Or places that that are left behind, and it's Christmas, and the Christmas decorations are still up, which is like, what's going through your mind that you're going to leave your
it's
house
like
that?
Did some tragic thing happen where they like got their bug out bag and just left?
I think the British certainly introduced uppers to archaeology because of how they went about it. Just, this is ours now. Belongs to us.
And their thought, that's where
squatters.
The thoughts come from.
Take it home.
Farmers and cocaine.
Yeah.
It's like they'd give some of the workers some coke to make them work more.
Chewing on the coca leaves in the fields.
With a smile on their face.
Yeah, well, it started with chewing on the coca leaves in the fields.
Yeah.
Even locally, I know somebody who's trying to expand their business. They went to look at a place that went out of business to get their building. There's still tons of records there. I'm talking about copies of people's driver's licenses, stuff like that, just like
all
laying
those,
around.
All those documents when the government building up the road. Here in town.
The Castle Square?
The County Square.
Or County Square, yeah. God.
All those documents just got thrown out.
That
just
were
got
dumped.
Dumped in the parking lot, basically.
I know somebody that does this. She goes to all these abandoned places, takes pictures. I'm like, you don't ever worry about being thrown out. I'm like, nobody comes around.
Yeah. We're walking up on like a IDF or a militia.
Yeah. The one house in Anderson that's falling apart for some reason that was a huge mansion.
The one that they tear it down yet?
Yeah. No, still up.
That big white house.
There's one up above TR that I remember as a kid was, I remember driving by and saying, whoever lives there is super rich, like wealthy, blah, blah, blah. And I drove by it last couple months and same thing. It's just like.
It is so graffitied on the inside.
The wealth, generational wealth stopped there apparently.
Mm-hmm.
People, maybe it was left to can afford the taxes or anything and boom.
Or
done.
Somebody, the whole family just died out and that was it.
Y'all should just put your crap aside and say, look, let's sell it now while it ain't for these people come mess it up with their A-word videos.
Yeah.
And it even says on the door that David loves penises.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard that about David. And somebody went into that house.
Well, we know David. That's true.
David! You wait till his wife hears about that.
You shouldn't write that about yourself.
He said that was a bong in there.
Oh,
the best graffiti around is the mill in Pickens, South Carolina, where somebody spray painted chicken livers on one of the brick walls.
That's all they wrote.
It just says chicken livers. It does just chicken
you think
livers.
They didn't misspelled lovers.
No, I'm pretty sure they meant chicken livers.
Why not?
Well,
you know, your art is what you love. They love
like
chicken
a,
livers.
An old hungry. Farmer's market. Oh, I forgot my sign.
This is what we're having for dinner.
I was huffing this before I got here.
It's like Cheyenne's Born from the other day.
Yeah.
That horse heifer on it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's just, man, it just says chicken livers when you're driving down the road.
Crazy.
It's awesome. I laugh every time.
You imagine you would pull over.
I don't even like chicken livers and I laugh.
The podcast transcripts that day said chicken heifer when she said it on there. I started looking at more and more of that again to see like how bad I don't enunciate words. Like, that's where AI will have a difficulty with me in the future.
Yeah.
They won't be able to recreate that.
Well, it's going to have to adapt to a southern accent.
It's not, I mean, come on.
It's getting like, better
what
at
What did
it.
I just say then?
I don't know. I mean, I don't say, come on.
They would say, I don't say, come on.
Yeah. I don't know that.
I don't know that. I don't know how to talk like that. Is that a Cajun accent? I can't tell. Is he, okay?
This person I know also went to Ghost Town. Unaccompanied.
I see people do that sometimes.
It just got up the mountain somehow and just got in there.
Crazy.
People like, I mean, I guess they like to explore, but I'd be nervous like somebody's going to kick me out.
It's like the goobers who still go to Area 51, knowing damn well they ain't nothing there now.
Yeah.
Obviously not, but they still it's still heavily guarded. There's and they're like, some... wait a minute. There's some black Jeeps up there on the hill.
We got to go to the mailbox.
We're not, yeah, we got to. You've seen them.
Yeah, that's in the movie Paul. They go to the mailbox.
Well, that's real.
And, yeah.
Like, there's a certain area you can't go past.
51 is where they have the bodies. Did you know that? I have
the bodies there. The
bodies
all there. That was heavily redacted.
Those are in Kenny Bunkport now.
That's in Maine.
Alien bodies are somewhere in this country.
There's not.
Well, yeah, they're pouring over the border constantly.
Oh, those are illegal, though. She met the ones that fell from the sky.
Yeah, I don't know how some of these places don't turn into shooting galleries or for the homeless to stay in. But some of them are just completely abandoned.
Nobody would care.
If you said, hey, I have this abandoned building here, homeless people, come live here.
Yep.
The place would burn down probably instantly.
Yeah.
Just
we got like all the old hotels and all the mills and all the big insurance fires were started by homeless people.
One of the biggest hotels in downtown Greenville when I was a kid was abandoned and full of homeless people.
Yeah.
Full of it.
And then it caught on fire and got gutted, and then it fancy hotel
again. Now it's beautiful.
It caught
it's
on fire.
A wonderful place now.
So just because you have an abandoned, well, they got to stay warm. They're going to. But then also, it's going to, somebody will get hurt, and then they will sue the landowner.
Is Skid Row not like three entire blocks just for homeless people?
I think it was four guys
in the band.
That's clever.
What is Skid Row anymore? Like
my clothesline on underwear day.
Come on. Gross. I don't know what it is.
Do we have a designated area like other big cities? We're getting growing pains.
I just found
like
out
that.
Where the one in Seneca, South Carolina is. I don't know about Greenville.
By what's your definition of that though? Like a
community of tents, I guess, and shopping carts.
Or people on the streets where they're, you know, panhandling and things like that and
there's sign handling, little tiny sign handling.
It's all
abandoned buildings.
She said, "We'll work for food." I'm like, "Dude, isn't that what we all do now?"
Yeah, I watched an old documentary from the '60s about.
Oh my god!
About Skid Row in New York, and it really was Skid Row. Yeah. Like it's just old abandoned buildings full of squatters rooming together.
No businesses, no
industry. Yeah, that's what it was. That's what Skid Row was in that documentary.
But doesn't that lend to the thought that it's all just gentrification? In other words, let things happen so it brings the property value in so the investor can go in, buy it cheap, and then push them all back out to another place that they want to do the same damn thing to.
Yeah, I'm not playing into that because it's always people from out of town doing all the investing.
Yeah, that
but
takes
it's, you're
years.
Right. I just hate it.
Yeah, but all like they have businesses like home offices in every state, though. So
they do.
I mean, it's wild. I remember as a kid, New York was like, oh, it's atrocious. By the time I graduated high school, everybody wanted to go to New York.
And now it's going back to hell
it's
again.
It's going back to hell again. Oof. We'll be able to go see peep shows again.
Yep. All right. Yep. Times Square coming
that's
back.
Right. Yeah, it's not even Easter yet. So. Paige, what is up in the place?
Well, we don't want you to age any faster than we already have. So I'm going to tell you what not to do to stay healthier and live longer. And don't age as fast as you can. Next, in your Rise Guys headlines.
Okay. Don't age as fast as you can.
Because you may be doing all these.
You're probably doing most of them.
Yeah.
I will work for food. I want that on a shirt.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Who thought of that?
He's right over there.
The one sign you could finally read, and she put something stupid on it.
Morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.